This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the new year is obviously underway, and there's no shortage of insights into what might happen in the 25 U.S. growing season. Farmers are making their decisions based on the markets and the outlook for their crops and livestock. And that being said, we're in a situation that has many farmers thinking hard about their acres this year. It looks like they're leaning towards one crop over the other, and we'll talk about that next.
As the world's markets change, so does the future of Iowa's soybean crop. The Iowa Soybean Association invites you to the Farm Forward event on Monday, February 3rd in Des Moines. Hear from experts about the evolving landscape of the soybean industry and how global and domestic shifts will impact your farm in the years ahead. Stay informed, make smart decisions, and position your operation for success. Register today at iasoybeans.com.
There's no way around it. Soybeans have a supply glut, and the prices haven't been the best for a few weeks. I realize that as I talk to you about this, the price has had a good upward move today, but it hasn't been sustained yet. South American projections are also complicating the situation as well. Brazil has been looking to have a bumper crop of beans, and as they are the world leader in soybean production, we can expect that a successful growing season for them will put further pressure on those markets. That's why it seems that corn may be the choice for U.S. acres this coming year. Ag economist Ben Brown says that the markets are showing corn to be a safer bet.
My expectation is I do think that the market's going to incentivize additional corn acres. And so whether USDA makes that adjustment in the outlook meeting in February, or if they wait till May, I guess it would be the prospective plans report at the end of March when they survey producers, but you know, officially come into the balance sheets in May. There's some timing aspects here, but certainly I think we're going to be in an environment to where additional corn acres, I know it's a long ways out and weather is just as volatile and fickle as markets are in a lot of cases, but you know, at least the weather pattern certainly suggests that it's going to be a drier spring. That tends to hint at additional corn acreage as well.
Now, as we look to the 25 growing season, we still have to also consider the old crop supplies that we may still have in our bins. Some of those are still yet to be marketed. Brown takes a minute to put all of that into perspective.
You know, even though we do have January soybean contracts for that old crop market, my sense is that, and of course it plays out in terms of the trade, right? There's more contracts on the March futures than there are in the January futures. And so I do think that there probably are a couple elevators across the country and producers that are working with those elevators that are on January contracts. They'll have to make some decisions very quickly about what they do with their product. However, it's my, you know, kind of belief, and it's playing out at least in terms of the volumes here, that most producers are in a March futures contract or have an opportunity to where they're pricing their local cash bids off the March futures. And so we got a little bit more time, I guess is what I would say, before a decision has to be made whether you want to, you know, pull the trigger or if you want to exercise options.
And even though it's January, the clock is ticking and producers don't want to wait too long to make their final decisions.
Time can both be a negative and a positive depending on what it causes. It can cause to paralysis in decision making to where people don't want to pull the trigger or are undecided. And I would just simply say that like right now we're in this very tactical environment to where, you know, if there's returns in the futures market to signify or justify storage, that's an opportunity. If there's not, which, you know, it's not like there's a lot of carry in the soybean market. There is some, but it's not like it's a lot. We're not really making a whole lot of money by storing that product. And at least my concern, I've already hinted at it a little bit, is like my bias is I'm a little bit more bearish the bean market here in the short term. And so whether they should sell out of those positions or not, that's up to individual.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.